From interviews and investing to careers and credit, we've got you covered. Wallet Watch is a podcast brought to you by MSU Federal Credit Union and OU Credit Union. We'll be interviewing industry experts, sharing personal stories, and delivering financial topics in an enjoyable and interesting way. I'm your host, Jessica. We're so glad you're here. Welcome back, Wallet Watch listeners. I just want to give a quick shout out to all of you. Season 10 was one of our best seasons yet for Wallet Watch, and that's all because of you, our amazing listeners. So to kick off our next season, we are going to be talking about the ins and outs of entrepreneurship. I have a lineup this season of successful entrepreneurs who are going to be sharing their stories, their hardships, successes, and more importantly, talk about some of the key things that are needed for you to be your own boss. So without further ado, I would like to welcome our first guest of the season. He is a master pastry chef who turned his passion into a prosperous business. So please help me welcome the founder and owner of Mr. Leslie's Cheesecakes, Marcus Leslie.
Well, thank you. That was a great intro.
We are so happy to have you here today.
I'm glad to be had here. Thank you for the invite, Jessica. It's an awesome experience.
So to kind of jump into our interview today, knowing and hearing a little bit of your story, I wanted to share it with our listeners. I really feel your story is one of those that you had a passion for this. This was something you have enjoyed Absolutely. Since you were a young person, and you really have been able to grow it into a very prosperous business here in the Lansing, Michigan area and larger. So I was hoping you could tell our listeners a little bit about your story. And when did baking cheesecakes go from a passion to your full-time job?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? You know, a lot of people ask, why cheesecake? And, you know, why did you start baking? And it's much simpler than most people think. It was my favorite dessert. As a kid, I always loved baking. And I always say, you know, sorry to my parents and my sister. I experimented on them a lot. And so you hear that if you can take something that you do for free and you have fun with it and you can find a way to monetize it, you know, you'll make a lot of money and be very successful. And it happened organically for me. It's something I started making for myself. Love cheesecake. I got invited to a dinner party. And she was like, I got your favorite dessert in there. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, what is it? It's cheesecake. I'm like, cheesecake out of the oven? I'm like, so I was very ignorant at the time. I didn't know that cheesecake was actually a baked dessert as well. So ate it, changed my life. Literally changed my life. At that time, it was just like, oh, this is the best thing. I begged for the recipe. And, you know, everybody says, oh, I'll have to kill you if I give it to you. It's my grandma's recipe. She finally gave it to me. So I took that. And over the years, it made it my own. Mm-hmm. And so I took something that I really love, honestly, and just began to share it with everyone else because I want them to have the same experience. I want them to experience that happiness that I get with food. And here we are about almost 20 years later, 5 years into the business, but almost 20 years later for me starting to bake it. And now it's a business.
That's incredible. I mean, a lot of people's love language, I think, is food.
It is.
And especially when you think about dessert, we want to get through dinner, but we know what comes after, and that's dessert.
Dessert.
I have had the opportunity to taste some of your cheesecakes. My husband is a huge fan, and they are absolutely delicious.
What's your husband's favorite? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, banana pudding.
What about yours? You said it was your husband's favorite.
I like your peach cobbler one.
Okay.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. We even got our son to try your cheesecake because he's very much so like a cupcake kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, ooh, this is really good.
I think I like
and
that.
And so, yeah. He is
it.
A fan. Thank you for sharing that. I know 20 years to sum up a story in just a couple of minutes is pretty hard to do. So when you got your start with Mr. Leslie's Cheesecake and you knew cheesecake was going to be your passion, how did things get started? I know you worked with Allen Neighborhood Center, their incubator kitchen.
Yeah, I get a lot of business owners that ask me and say, man, so when did you just know? It wasn't a one time. It was like, oh, you know what? I'm about to bake cheesecake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't the first choice, but it was one of my first passions, if that makes sense. And I would always hear a lot of people say, man, you should, you know, sell these. And, you know, open up a shop, do a bakery. And I was working in the plant, I think, at the time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not about to make some cheesecakes on the side. It doesn't make sense. you know, the more and more you kept hearing it, and I had friends, really pivotal people in my life. Honestly, one of my best friends, who's the best man at my wedding, he created my Facebook page in 2011. If you go back and say, I didn't create that. He created my first logo and the Gmail that we have still to this day. And so wow. I had people around me that believed in me. And it's not that I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that that was the route or the path I should be taking. So they believed in what I had more than what I did at the time. And so it was in 2019 is when I actually started the business. And so I've been married a few years, and I've been looking at, there was a couple of incubator kitchens in the Lansing area. And Kathy, shout out to my wife, was the one who really gave me that nudge. Like, no, you need to do this. This is a $1 million idea. That's why she married me, because my peach cobbler cheesecake. The gifts that she gave me invested into the business. And I started, finally went to Allen Neighborhood Center, started making cheesecake on the side after I would get off of work, and one customer tell another customer, you know, because I was doing it out the house as well, right? And once I realized, oh, I need to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so those customers followed me to Allen Neighborhood Center, and they began to, and it just began to grow. And Allen Neighborhood Center was very instrumental in just providing some key steps, knowledge, and what I need to do to grow the business. And my wife gave me that leeway. It was a series of events that mm-hmm. took place that gave me that aha moment. Like, oh, this can actually work. And then when we went to Capital City, I think that was, we're on to something.
Absolutely. And let's be honest, it's intimidating to know when is the right time of leaving a corporate position that offers you an income, benefits, all of that, to go, okay, I'm all in to head down this entrepreneur path. It's hard. And I think where a lot of entrepreneurs nowadays have jumped in too early and left their full-time positions to pursue something, and they weren't necessarily ready.
Yes, it's a lot more than you think. So I coach and consult business owners as well. One thing I tell them, if you can't work harder than you do in your 9-to-5 in your business, if you're not ready for that, then don't do it. A lot of people think, unfortunately, well, I'm gonna get this and be my own boss. Do whatever I want to do. And they might not articulate it that way, but that's the thought process. And really, it's the total opposite, because you have to answer to you. And if you have employees, they answer to you. You're HR. You're the advertising department. You're the finance department. You're all the things. And if you happen to be a parent as well, and you have a spouse, then you got a whole lot of things going on, right? And so I wouldn't change it for anything, but it's not meant for everybody. I will say that. But if you have a core group of people around you that supports you and a community, and you have a great product too, then, you know, you got something on your hand.
Absolutely. I know that you also partook in a pitch contest.
Yeah, with Leap.
With Leap, which is the Lansing Economic Area Partnership that helps entrepreneurs start new businesses, help existing businesses grow, and attract new businesses to the region. So would you say that was a pivotal moment for you working with Leap and knowing that you were ready to start your business?
Yeah, definitely have to shout out Leap. Tony Willis, he was very pivotal, because my first meeting with him changed the trajectory of my business. And then my wife is telling me, you know, you shouldn't do like a bakery. First do wholesale. And I'm like, nah, I really want to have a hole in the wall spot. I want to come in and say what's up to everybody, and you know, give dap up fists, and you know, because I'm that type of person. I'm kind of like Cheers. I want to have a place where everybody knows your name.
Exactly. Right? Da, 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 da.
I met with Tony. He said, yes, show me the plan. What's this? And I went over it. I'm going to have this nice little space, and people come in, I'm going to have coffee and a little hole in the wall. And he was like, man, that sounds beautiful. And he said, but I think your wife is right. And so I would tell my wife, she was like, see, you had to hear from somebody else. It wasn't that, but he showed me why.
Yeah.
You know, he showed me. He said, okay, so your startup cost is on minimum $250,000. And I said, well, you should have led with that, Tony. And then he began to explain that the wealth in this type of industry, when you're talking about storefronts, you're in the lower end of 3%, 2%, right? Wholesale makes up the greater portion of that. So that information, the pitch contest, put me on the platform for everyone to actually see who I was in Lansing. And yeah, again, the rest is history. It took off from there.
That's awesome. And I appreciate you talking about that, because not everybody understands that. What are the startup costs? So I think as an entrepreneur, you have this plan, you have this passion, you have the drive, you're ready to put the time and the work in to do it. But what people don't understand is the economic side. But I know you were going to farmers markets. I know you were doing more like direct sales.
Yeah.
And it's paid off because I know now your cheesecakes are being displayed in grocery stores all around the state of Michigan.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I like how you said all around the state of Michigan. And I still do farmers markets. We do pop-ups. You know, we are selective with certain events because we can't do everything.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
You know, I took the information that Tony gave us out of the neighborhood. And you're right, a lot of business owners don't know that we have these tools and resources. Who's the great philosopher? Mike Tyson. He said, everybody has a plan until you get smacked in the face. You know, and
that's that reality.
That's the reality, right?
Right?
And so, you know, as a business owner, life will slap you in the face. The question is, you know, are you willing to go pick yourself back up and continue to do the things that you need to do? And so having resources that shows you, okay, the metrics, instead of open up a bakery, why don't you do wholesale, as Tony said, and let the wholesale fund your brick and mortar? And so we're going to still at some point do the brick and mortar, but the wholesale is going to fund that. And so us becoming the household name of cheesecakes right here in the Lansing area and then beyond, now we're in Grand Rapids, we're in Detroit, we're in the Kalamazoo area, spreading our wings out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the smart way of doing it. You talked a little bit about coaching and mentoring other business owners. How pivotal was that for you when you were trying to get your business up and going? Did you have a mentor or a coach or somebody that you leaned on?
Yes. So I'm a big advocate of having mentors, coaches. You need someone. Now, when I first started, I wasn't strategic with my mentors and coaches. I had mentors from afar because I believe, you know, it could be through a book. Podcast is one particular podcast, The Secret to Success with Dr. Eric Thomas, fuel my flame. You know, I'm in the kitchen at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, go get the kids, get them ready for school. So my wife can get to work, come back to the kitchen. In those moments when you feel like you can't keep going, you know, I have this statement, do it ugly before you do it perfect. So it's just, you're just pushing through. And so those coaches actually helped me go to the next stage when I'm feeling like, oh man, do I want to just go close shop and work for somebody else? I remember, okay, it's easy to do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's harder to set yourself apart and do your own thing.
It is. 9 to 5, you know, for me, it was safe. It took my wife to say, quit your job. She was the one. I wasn't going to quit. I was content in the moment of knowing I had a check coming at the end of the week.
Yeah.
And that my employer was responsible for my insurance and all that. I'm responsible for that now. You know, having those coaches and mentors really helped me not quit. You know, it was a part of the formula.
Yeah. And I appreciate then you're willing to give that back to other entrepreneurs, our young people. They are our next generation and we have to pour into them. I mean, I'm a parent myself, so I believe in that.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, 100%.
So, fun question for you. What is your personal favorite cheesecake that you make?
Oh, that's a good question. My all-time favorite, my lemon drop. The lemon drop is, I love all things lemon. It brings a certain amount of happiness. You think about lemon, sunshine, summer.
Yes.
You know, even though I found out lemon is in season in the winter, we make a homemade lemon curd in-house that goes on top, and it's a lemon cheesecake that we use. We don't use the lemon juice from the bottle. We squeeze it ourselves. And it dances on your tongue. Makes you happy.
Yeah, a lot of love that goes into that
one. That's a lot of love that goes into that one. Yes.
I would say that's another fan favorite in our house.
Is it the lemon
drop? Yes. Thank you for sharing your personal favorite. So any of our listeners that are out there, if you are in the Lansing area or visiting sometime, make sure you check out Mr. Leslie's Cheesecake.
Definitely.
But before we wrap up today, I want to know, is there a piece of advice that you want to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, some advice. I got a lot of advice. Proof of concept. And so a lot of times we like to wait until there's a perfect situation, a scenario. It's just, a human thing. You know, it has to look this way and be centered in whatever the case, right? But just do it. And I know it sounds cliche-ish, but I always say do it ugly before you do it perfect. Don't worry about what everybody's saying. You will learn from the losses, if you will, but they're lessons. One of my mentors from afar always says, start now, like, because I want you to fail. I want you to fail as many times as you can so you can learn. And so we look at failure a lot of times as a bad thing, but if my cake falls because I didn't cook it long enough, okay, and I do that enough times, I realize, oh shoot, I need to take the temperature up because of the type of oven that I have. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and take the chance and do it, because you'll wait 10 years and be like, man, I should have did. The second thing I would give is write everything down. So know your cost. So the only way you can know your cost is if you know what you're spending. Whether you're in food, whether it's a service-based business, if you're buying pens and paper, write down the formula, write down what it costs to be you right now and what it's gonna cost to be you in the future. Meaning, you know, if you have a laptop for the business, if you have a microphone, know your cost, write down everything, and so you can start the process. I didn't start off that way. Policies and procedures, but having those things will save you in the future if you're gonna automate. I hope that helps somebody.
Yeah, thank you, that's awesome. If we have any listeners who want to order cheesecake from you,
yes,
are you guys doing any type of online ordering, or how would they best get in touch with you?
Yes, so you have a couple ways you can do so. MrLessieCheesecakes.com is our website. You can order. We are in the process of redeveloping our website on the front and back end. So if you encounter any issues, just email us at orders, that's ORDERS, at MrLessieCheesecakes.com. If you're in the local Lansing area, we just started DoorDash, so you can get it dashed to your door directly.
That's exciting.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Marcus, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, sharing your story.
No, thank
you. Entrepreneurship is not always just sunshine and rainbows. And we both know you got to put the work in to make yourself successful.
You got to put the work in, but it is truly worth it. I love it. And I thank you for allowing me to tell my story.
Absolutely. Thank you. And now it's time for the CU Spotlight.
MSU, FCU, and OU Credit Union offer many products and services to our members. From checking and savings accounts to multiple loan options, we have what you need.
Here, you'll enjoy surcharge-free access to over 30,000 ATMs nationwide. Near or far, we are wherever you are. Our checking accounts also include access to free direct deposit, free bill payment, and free access to your credit score. From standard savings and money market accounts to certificates, we have a variety of dividend-paying accounts to fit your savings needs.
Our multiple loan options include personal loans, auto loans, mortgages, and multiple credit card offerings. From low interest rates to tiered benefits, we have the right product for you. If you'd like to find out more or become a member, please visit msufcu.org.
Wallet Watch is written, hosted, and produced by me, Jessica Rubio. Our executive producers are Ariana Ritterbush and Courtney Bame. Wallet Watch is brought to you by MSU Federal Credit Union and OU Credit Union. You can find more episodes of this podcast at our credit union's website, msufcufin40.evergreen3c.com, or by downloading our mobile app, Financial 4.0 for MSU or Financial 4.0 for OU. Thanks for listening.